Welcome to Travel Time, the podcast on East Coast Radio that gets you off the couch and traveling. So no international trips this week, but we do have a very cool chat with Damon Beard about the fear of flying and how you can get over it.
Travel Time on East Coast Radio, and what a privilege to be in the studio with Damon Beard. Hey, Damon, how you doing?
How's it going?
All right, so listen, I don't have an international destination that I'm traveling to this week. I'm off to Turkey next week, however. So I thought what would be a good thing, we've spoken to pilots, but let's talk about fear of flying, because it is something that I've struggled with over a long time, and my job requires me to fly a lot. If there's anyone we could ask about how to deal with fear of flying, it's Damon Beard, because you do the courses with people around the world. Firstly, what is the main thing that people are afraid of when flying? I know for me it's turbulence, it freaks me out, but for you, from your work in this field, what do you think the main thing is?
So definitely turbulence is, that's the one that comes out the biggest, as the biggest fear. And also the fear of the unknown, you know, people wonder why such a massive aircraft can get into the sky, like how does it do it and how does it stay up there? And you know, I always say to people, the reason I started a Flying Without Fear course is because I myself had a really bad fear of flying. I mean, I was so bad, I couldn't even go to the airport. So, for example, if you had to say to me, can you drop me at King Shark? I need to fly to Joburg. I'd drop you by the petrol station and I would leave. I couldn't even go to the terminal building.
And now you're a pilot.
Yeah. So what I did was I decided to overcome my fear of flying. I would go and get my pilot's license. So take the bull by the horns. And that's exactly what I did. And I always say to people, if you can think of a boat on a sea, okay, the boat is comfortable being on the sea, so it bobs up and down and does its thing, and a plane is happiest when it's in the sky,
right.
So it's going to bob up and down and it's right. going to do its thing and shake and rattle and roll, but that's what it's supposed to do. If it didn't do that, then there would be something not right, you know?
Of course.
So like a fish swimming in water, the water is surrounding the fish and that's its environment. If you're flying, the air surrounding the plane is the environment for the plane.
The natural environment.
Correct.
Yeah.
So if you think about it like that, it kind of helps, you know?
When you speak about turbulence being the one thing that most people are afraid of, what is turbulence? How do we demystify this turbulence?
So turbulence can be formed by many different things. Obviously, unstable air is the most common. But you get things like wind shear and obviously weather, like if you have lightning, thunder. Turbulence forms when there's big cumulonimbus clouds and, you know, up and down drafts. If the air is moving in a different direction to the one that you're traveling in, the plane is going to shake a bit as it changes into the different air stream. So all it is it can be caused by various different things, but it's nothing to be afraid of. And if you think about a plane being as strong as a tank, yes, it's not ideal, it's not comfortable, and it doesn't feel great when you're at 30,000 feet. But I mean, the chances of something happening because of turbulence is very slim.
In most commercial airlines or airliners, planes, the planes are built to almost automatically deal with turbulence, as in increasing thrust or decreasing thrust and the like. So, I mean, there are safeties built in, right?
Absolutely. And you know, even the wings, I mean, a lot of people on the courses that we run panic because they say, I looked out the window and the wing was flapping, you know. Well, the wing is supposed to flap.
Yeah.
If the wing was rigid and
it would break off.
It would break off.
Right.
And you know, those wings can bend almost 1.5 times the up and down of the fuselage of the aircraft. So if you think about that kind of makes it, when you see it flapping outside the window, that's nothing.
That's minuscule.
That's doing nothing.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So people always say, you know, panic because the wing was moving. Well, panic when the wing doesn't move. That's what you should think about, you know?
Okay.
And as I say, it's not comfortable and it's not the greatest thing to go through turbulence, but pilots are taught to ride the turbulence. So they'll slow down and kind of, like I was saying just now.
Can they actually see it ahead of time? Are they able on the radar to see where there would be more turbulence than not? And do they sometimes fly around those
things? Correct. So, you know, they look on their radar and the bad weather will be shown up on the radar in red or a different color, you know. So the pilots can see when it's going to get choppy and they're going to, that's why they say, listen, put your seatbelts on, cabin crew, grab your seats, it's going to get a bit choppy. So they can kind of see what's going to happen. You can't see clear air turbulence. So every now and again, if you've got your seatbelt off and you suddenly feel a bump, I mean, that's clear air turbulence that they can't really see.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But yeah, they taught to how to deal with it, and they'll slow the plane down. And just like I was saying just now, a boat rides the waves. They'll slow the plane down, and the plane will ride the turbulence.
Right,
you know?
Right. Two more things I need to ask you. Number one, if someone is terrified of flying, what is the first and simplest bit of advice you can help that can make things almost instantly better, if not completely better than, you know?
You have to just put your trust in the pilot. And I think the first thing is to realize that the pilots want to get home as much as you do.
Yeah.
You know, they've got families, they've got kids, and they have lives outside of being a pilot. So they want to get home as well. And the other thing to do is download an app called Flight Radar 24. And Flight Radar 24, you can see any aircraft in the world flying between any different point. So if you have a look and see how many planes are flying at any given time,
right,
take your flight that you're going to be on and know that you're one flight in that many million flights happening at that point in time.
Right, right.
And you know, the stats are minimal. I mean, it's probably more dangerous to drive to the airport than it is to fly to London, you know?
We hear you say this. Yeah. We hear you say, all right, the last thing I want to know from you, you guys still do fly without fear. If people want to know more about the next course coming up or how they can do it, where do they go?
Thanks. Yo, the best thing to do is to just email me, damon@ecr.co.za. We run courses around the country, Durban, Joburg, Cape Town, Port Elizabeth, East London. We have a team of 3 pilots and 1 clinical psychologist who guide people through the course and work out what their fears are. We work with them. We tell them what a fear is. Where does it come from? Mm. And so the best thing to do is just mail me and I'll tell you when the next course is happening. We also have videos that you can get and you can watch the video. But just try to, I know it's easier said than done, but so many people that have come on our course, we've had fantastic results. Mm. People just get on the plane and you just need to sit back, relax and just go, you know what? I've got this.
Right.
You can do it. Right. You know?
Well, I can definitely recommend going to the course. I've heard many people say that it has literally changed their lives. People who wouldn't fly from here to Joburg are now doing international flights and comfortably so. So definitely give Damon an email and he'll send you all the details. Mr. Beard, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks very much, Mr. Graham.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to catch my travel feature on my show on Sundays between 10 and 2 p.m. And of course, for more podcasts, log on to www.ecr.co.za. Click on my page and check out the full archive of travel podcasts. Thanks for joining us. Catch you next week.